That was a disturbing sports note for Sean. All right, it's 9:12 on the ticket. It's time for a Monday edition of Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air.
All right, is Sean still there?
Is that right here? Phone?
Hey. Could you please tell me this story again? Who said that?
Kyle Larson. He's a NASCAR driver, and because of the pandemic, the circuit has been running these virtual iRaces, basically a video game, for the past number of weeks. And there was one last night, and apparently he lost communication on his headset with his spotter, and as he was checking his microphone, he dropped a racial slur, which is probably the worst one you could drop on an open microphone.
What's the quote? What is his go-to mic check phrase?
During the check of his microphone, per the story I'm reading, it says, "You can't hear me?" That was followed by the N-word. Yeah. Not great, buddy.
Man.
His career could be over.
The worst mic check phrase of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
All time.
That's worse than Reagan's.
Reagan said, at the height of the Cold War, he said that he's outlawed Russia forever and the bombing begins in 5 minutes. Hmm. When everyone's on edge about a nuclear war.
Yeah.
Reagan jokes that way.
He didn't think they're on the air.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
That is just the most irresponsible. And he followed that up, his second mic check. I don't know if a lot of people know this about Reagan. His second mic check was the Kyle Larson one.
I don't know about that, Coach.
I mean, I think you did.
You know, I'm not sure that's correct.
Is it fairly well documented that he was, as great a president as he was, that he was losing it in the last couple of years?
Some speculated that he was.
Yeah, he had some signs of the Alzheimer's later in his second term.
Because you know that's being speculated about Joe Biden.
Mm. I do think it's very important whom Joe Biden chooses. It is very important. It should be who then, right? I don't know. Joe Biden should
choose wisely.
Choose wisely his vice president.
Yeah.
Because if he's elected,
yeah,
there's a pretty good chance. Because how old would Joe Biden be when he's elected?
He's 79? He would be 78. Which means he'd be 86 if he was a two-term president.
That is not as old as it used to be, but still very old.
86 is the new 78.
Okay. We've had another famous person test positive for the COVIDs.
Yep.
George Snuffleupagus from ABC News. His wife tested positive on April 1st. I think that's when she shared a photo of herself after she had been tested positive, suffering in bed. But George Snuffleupagus ends up with coronavirus, but he says that he's one of the lucky few who's basically been asymptomatic. Mm. But did he spread it to other people at ABC before he started quarantining?
They have. Have they been broadcasting from home, or they've been on the set together?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm not sure. It seems like I saw Snuffleupagus on set.
Yeah, it seems like I saw him on set this morning, too.
I don't know what the story is there.
They go back and forth. Sometimes he's at home. Today he was on set.
Well, that seems like once you go home, you shouldn't go back.
Yeah, well, they're going back and forth, it seems.
Hmm. Okay. Did anyone watch Saturday Night Live? This was a groundbreaking Saturday Night Live.
I hadn't watched it yet.
Oh, I'm glad you brought it up. I was going to do a segment on it today, and there's so much other stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff today. Well, let's do one tomorrow, because I haven't seen it yet. I have it recorded, and I'm going to watch it today.
Yeah, I do too.
And they did it from home. So it started off, I guess, in the beginning, they're all doing like a, I don't know, 17-person video call, all at their home, quarantined. I shouldn't use quarantine. I've been corrected on that before. They're staying at home. They haven't been testing. They haven't tested positive and been required to stay at home because of a positive test. But it ended with Kate McKinnon saying, "Live from Zoom, it's sometime between March and August." Pretty funny line.
Yep.
Tom Hanks, the guest host, the first huge celebrity to test positive for COVID-19, is Saturday Night Live's guest host at their stay-at-home edition. And how perfect is that? It's Tom Hanks, of course, who is hosted so many of those. Mm-hmm. He's in the 6-time club, 7-time club, whatever it is.
So it was really weird. He had one funny line in his monologue, and the monologue was the whole thing.
What a great review.
The whole thing was weird, but he had a really funny line. He said, so we're going to give this a try. It's going to be, you know, the normal Saturday Night Live thing. You're going to get a lot of laughs. There'll be a couple of stinkers. You know the drill. Admitting that they have a couple of failed skits or sketches every time. What do they call it? Lauren says it's a sketch.
Sketch, right.
Not a skit.
Right.
It's a sketch.
It's a sketch.
They have a couple of failed sketches every time. It had a really weird vibe to it. Some of it was pretty good. Weekend Update?
That couldn't get any worse.
Man.
Apparently it did.
I'm not going to spoil it for you guys if you're going to watch it today, but there was an element that made it the most failed Weekend Update ever.
Okay. Tomorrow at this time?
Was Weekend Update as bad as Cannonball Run 2?
No. Because they still had a couple of funny jokes.
Okay.
But yeah, there was an element that you could not get past.
What is it? His guitar?
You want me to tell you?
No, well, somebody mentioned something about a guitar, so I don't know if that's it. Does that make any sense to you?
No, I don't remember a guitar.
Okay, we'll get back to that. I feel
Oh, yeah, I do remember a guitar, but no, that's not it. Yes. That's not it. So they are normally doing Weekend Update in front of a live studio audience, and so they started it by saying, we need crowd reaction. So we have like 4 or 5 people joining us on Zoom, our friends, who are going to give us reaction.
Mm-hmm.
2 of them were women with the most annoying laughs ever. So anytime Michael Che or
the other and
Colin Jost, mm-hmm. Yeah, the other, both of them are unfunny. Anytime they would make a joke, you would hear only 3 or 4 people laughing, and 2 of them had a really annoying laugh. And it, yes, like that.
Oh,
and it's and they were turned up so loudly.
And they were friends.
Gosh, that was high pitched.
That was. And they were friends, so they were probably over laughing.
Yes.
Trying to support them.
It ruined the whole thing.
Maybe this week they'll use hotel telephone answer. Laughing guy. Hotel phone laughing guy.
It's my most limited character.
What? Did I think you do that one from a young age? You always have that high-pitched scream laugh?
I had a scream laugh. There was a scream laugh I used to be able to do. I can't do it anymore. It was so high-pitched.
We still have it in the income?
And I used to do it in the when we were on long car trips with my family. And I would scream laugh in the back seat. And my mom, you would see her shoulder hunch as if a shot just went off. She could not stand it. Stop that. Mom, if you could change one thing in the world, what would you change? I would change that scream laugh. She hated the scream laugh. But I didn't develop the hotel phone laughing guy until it was the ticket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I just did it one time and you declared it was the hotel phone laughing guy. Like, I didn't know I had that superpower. It's the worst superpower to have.
I don't know. Makes me laugh every time I hear it.
Do you know anyone who can do hotel phone laughs?
No. You're the only guy.
I know.
That and underwater Kenny Albert. Those are the only...
I think lots of people can do underwater Kenny Albert.
I don't know. Hadn't heard it.
All right. I want to hear each of you try hotel phone laughing. Ooh, you're getting kind of close there at the end.
No, I can't do it.
Not bad.
That's terrible.
Not bad. All right, Junior. That's machine gun laughing.
I can't get my voice as high as you two.
How do you do that? It's almost like a yodel.
I know. I don't know how I do it. There's something that just starts going crazy back then.
And there's no way I could do underwater Kenny Albert.
What if that really was your laugh?
Boy, I've gone through so many laughs. I know I've talked about that before on the air. I did scream laugh for a while. I don't know that I ever had hiccup laugh, but someone close to me has developed hiccup laugh, and I can't stand it.
How's that sound like?
It's just, oh, it drives me nuts. But you got to go through the phase. They can't stop it voluntarily. They just have to wait till their hiccup laugh phase is over with.
Do you know a snort laugher?
Someone yeah, gets really... I've known them before.
I mean, that's really funny.
That chick that Corby ran into with the donkey laugh. Yeah, that was the weirdest amazing. Thing I've ever seen. And somebody said she's attractive, too, right?
Is it Chancy?
Well,
I don't think that matters. Yeah, she's either intelligent and a good person.
Let me clarify. Let me do cleanup. Let me do cleanup here. In the old world, she would have been considered attractive. There you go. In the new world, nobody is attractive, or everyone's attractive, or something like that. Attractive. Right. But we're just not allowed to say it. But in the old world, they would have been considered attractive.
That's right, Mr. Sheetrock.
But would you turn away a good-looking girl for donkey laugh purposes?
No. That's hilarious to me.
That's a braying donkey.
She's trying to, like, catch her breath.
What percentage of people can change their laugh? Like, I've had multiple laughs throughout my life.
I think
but then, like, Chansey has that same donkey laugh because we run into her every few years and she still laughs like a mule. And Corby has that same pterodactyl dolphin laugh that he's had the whole time at the ticket. He didn't go through different phases.
Norm is morphed.
Yeah, I think Norm's morphed from...
Yeah, he used to have the... And now he does a...
Yeah. Sounds like a monster.
It's a Fleming.
Or monster.
That's the old Norm laugh. Do we have the new one?
Yeah.
It's more vomiting and choking Norm.
His new laugh is a hack.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's laugh.
Listen, outside the tent, kids, it's a Norm monster.
Everybody's laugh morphs, right? In the course of your life.
Well, I think that's what I'm saying. I think there's a percentage of people that do have laugh drift, and another percentage that they stay the same. Like Corby's has stayed the same. Mm-hmm. Chansey's has stayed the same. Norm has drifted.
Chansey.
I've drifted. I think I have an annoying laugh now, too. I have some kind of... I have something like that. I don't know what that is. What do you call that?
A little hiccup-y. Dolphin. Seal.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live. So,
right.
The musical guest was Chris Martin.
That was good. I enjoyed that.
You like that?
And I did enjoy some of the sketches. Kate McKinnon's was really funny. She does Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
So, were they doing one-person sketches?
One-person sketches. Well, actually, there were a couple where they were, like, they did a spoof on a business doing a Zoom conference meeting.
Okay.
But a lot of them were one-person sketches from their home. Some had more production value than others. I thought it was pretty good. It was interesting. It was very awkward at times, but it was very funny at times. When Tom Hanks does his monologue, I want you guys to try to figure out if he's really in his home.
Okay.
Yes, I could see in the background that he had typewriters.
Yep. But his kitchen didn't look like the kind of kitchen that Tom Hanks would have.
Uh-oh. You're stepping in it again?
Star.
Junior, didn't you learn your lesson?
No.
Didn't I ask you, what can you learn from this?
You did. And remember, I said, I'm not going to dwell on that.
And then you immediately swatted it away. This is why you should dwell on it for a moment.
Let me just ask you this. Tom Hanks can't afford a bigger kitchen?
Dude.
Oh,
dude. You learn nothing.
Just watch it and get back to me.
without attacking me first.
You're now kitchen shaming Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks.
Everybody is going to agree.
And you need to be taken to task for it.
Everybody's going to agree with me, unfortunately for you.
It truly is an amazing world when people feel like they have to jump on you and defend because you said something bad about Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks's kitchen. As if Tom Hanks can't afford whatever kitchen he wants.
Just watch it and get back to me.
Right. You want to hear some funny laughs?
Sure.
This is a baby.
He's always get me.
What would you guess that baby's laughing at?
A dog or a cat?
Baby is laughing at tearing a piece of paper. God. As soon as you tear off a piece of paper, the baby dies laughing. Right. Here's two women laughing.
Let's go there. You understand?
That's a hot girl in a bikini, so that may be Chancy.
God.
Oh, and then this one, for some reason there's no sound on that one. Okay. Worst compilation ever.
Ow! Ow!
I know you're playing. I know you're playing laughs, but breaking news: Tavares Jackson has died in a car crash.
Yeah, I just saw that.
The longtime NFL quarterback was a starter for the Vikings in 07, for the Seahawks in 2011. News out this morning that he has died in a car crash at the age of 36. Gordon, back to you.
Okay, you didn't have to keep playing the laughs after he said
that. Well, I don't know how to transition. Lord knows I've been trying.
I would start by not starting the laughs again.
Very sad.
But when they break in, they break back out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but so usually they say, we're very sorry to hear that, and they'll move on to something else.
You know what? That is
true. Let's go back to the breaking news.
Let's say they break in during a sitcom.
Mm-hmm. They just go straight back to the sitcom.
Yes, and then it might be a funny line.
Right.
Right, so but that's, you can't, this isn't that's on pre-recorded, me. So they can't
control
that.
Well, this laugh was pre-recorded.
Yeah, but you control when we hear it.
Well, so does the guy in the control room that switches back over to the sitcom.
You know,
he controls
wrong.
Whether they switch back
you
to
can't
it.
Can't Houdini your way out of this one.
I sure as hell can. Let's go back to Craig.
Moment of silence for Tavares Jackson.
Paul in...
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That was George.
Hold on. Okay, now's the moment of silence.
All right.
Okay. Gordon, back to
Paul
you.
Paul in...
Hey, do you know who else has... do you know what other famous person outside of... Ted Stephanopoulos has COVID.
Ooh.
Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah, I heard that this morning.
Whoa. Really?
How'd you take that, George? You okay?
Rough. Big fan of his. And I think he also, I think his wife had it too.
Yeah.
Tavares Jackson was how old? I'm disturbed by this story still.
36.
36.
What was the nature of the car accident? Here's where I look for my exit ramp.
If you're trying to get another detail...
What?
Just so you can fire off another laugh.
No.
I'm not talking about this with you anymore.
No, listen to me. This is where I always, you know how we always talk about we look for exit ramps when we hear bad stories, which is how the story seems a little bit more distant from you or controllable.
Yeah.
Whenever I see the car accident stories, I always look for 2 a.m. because that makes me feel like I have some control over whether or not that accident, I'll die in one just like it. Because at least I can not drive at 2 a.m.
All right. He was killed in a single car accident.
Mm-hmm.
last night at 9 p.m.
So that's
you drive at 9 p.m.
Something weird about
odd
that.
Note. Something weird about that.
I'm weird.
What an odd
You're the
accusation.
One who thinks, oh, no, that won't happen to me.
It's an odd accusation that you drive at 9 p.m.
Vanilla accusation ever issued.
Well, vanilla yet specific.
Yes. You drive at 9 p.m.
I'm just trying to help out his odd condition of, oh, that can't happen to me. I never drive at 2 a.m. I just avoid that.
I didn't say that. You understand what I'm saying, right? That we always look for the news story.
Mm-hmm.
We always look for distance between us and bad news.
Yeah.
Or something that gives us a little bit of control. Like when you hear something bad happens, you want to know that, well, I'm just going to stop digging.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do.
I'm already 5 feet under.
Oh, by the way.
I'm 6 feet under.
So TMZ reported this, and I'm reminded because the banner across their homepage has an advertisement. There's another Tiger King show on tonight. Did you know that?
No,
on
really?
Fox main network at 8 o'clock our time, TMZ investigates Tiger King. What really went down?
Oh yeah,
what really went
yes,
down?
Yes, and I think that's a stupid subhead they have on that. But I've seen the ads for it.
What really went down?
Are we going to watch this? We have to, right?
Are you Tiger Kinged out yet?
No,
yeah.
It seems like a few P1s are Tiger Kinged out. But yet, I bet
but they
you
were day one, too.
Right. The world is not Tiger Kinged out because we got nothing else going on.
They're the Cowboys of Netflix right now.
Well, by the way.
Well, wait a second. Hold on. Just let me sit with that cast statement for a little Tiger while. King. Yes, Craig. Back to Craig with more breaking news.
P1J says, simulation overlords. Let's check in and see how the humans are handling the pandemic. They tune into Gordo's Corner. The overloads say to each other, I think we broke them. Listening to the laughs and the...
Gosh.
All right. That is obviously the corner. By the way, a lot of people agreeing with me on Tom Hanks' kitchen.
What about that it's not good enough?
That he should have a better kitchen.
I bet you guys would look at my kitchen and say the same thing.
God, no, we just, say that about
what?
A lot of things in
I
your
get
life.
Really disturbed whenever a moment like this comes up because I realize that you guys probably sit around judging me harshly when I'm not around. It's like, God, man, he lives pretty pretty gross.
We do all of our judging of you right
on
in
air.
Front of you.
We use it for jokes on air.
All right, that's the corner, 9:34 on the ticket. Coming up next, did you watch... Whoa.
What happened?
Did you watch Tiger?
Don't go handheld. That's haughty.
Did you watch Tiger watch his Masters and the amazing note we got from him?